Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Sure.
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome back to another episode of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 13, Super Bowl food deals and freebies, considering that when we record this podcast, which is January 30th right now, the Super Bowl, which is
the 7th,
so February 7th. We're trying to, I know it's a little time sensitive, but we're trying to come up with a show that kind of aligns with Super Bowl. And, you know, it's a day in I guess American culture, at least, where everybody eats, watches the game. It's usually a lot of takeout. It's like that is the number one day in the United States for restaurants when it comes to takeout, because it's like the most busiest day. So we decided we're going to talk Super Bowl food deals and freebies, ideas. We're going to create our own Super Bowl spread and things like that. But I'm Chris alongside Caleb. And Caleb, how do you feel about Super Bowl food? Are you a fan? Are you not a fan? I'm definitely a fan. I think this is probably in your wheelhouse too.
Yeah, I think for me as a Browns fan, although this year was a good year, typically you and I our team's never been in the Super Bowl, so
we're both Cleveland Browns fans.
Yeah, we just watch other teams have fun. So really, like, if there's not a storyline or something that's intriguing, the food's like the big part of it for me. Like,
for sure,
I could care less after, you know, especially when the Steelers are in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't want them to win, so I could care less. But I mean the food's fun, the camaraderie of having friends over or doing, you know, I always remember like wherever I was for a specific Super Bowl, mm-hmm. like the David Tyree catch, like sitting, like watching it in my dorm with friends, like that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it's definitely a good time.
Yeah, no, you're kind of right there. I, you know, since our team has never been in the Super Bowl, you know, when it comes to Super Bowl day, Super Bowl Sunday, I mean, I'm worried, number one, about the food, and then I'm kind of interested to see, like, what the commercials are going to be like, and then I'm kind of interested to see what the halftime show is, and then obviously, you know, the game, which is, the most important part to a lot of people, but really, it's and just spending time with friends or family. I mean, that's kind of, you know, the things that I look for. Now, if the Browns were in it, obviously, that's probably going to take umbrage over everything, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely should be a holiday in the United States. It's not.
Well, you should at least get me able to come in late to work on Monday. But.
Yeah, it's an unauthorized holiday in the United States, I guess, for all our international listeners. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to talk a little bit about, like, the food and possibly talk about what we're going to do for food. Because I know you and I have been going back and forth on that as well. So let's get right into it, though. To start the show, let's hit it with the food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
Order up. All right, food news this week. Again, a lot of things happened this week, or at least since we recorded our last podcast. I'm going to kick it off. So, you know, it's still January here in Ohio, and it's cold in a lot of areas of the U.S. Panera has created a bread bowl glove so you can drink your iced coffee in the winter. So basically, Panera did a survey, and they found that 78% of Americans claim that they still drink iced coffee, regardless of if it's cold out or if it's warm out. So they're like, well, you know what? Let's try to protect the little fingies on these people. And give them a little bread bowl that they can hold their drink and put their hand in it, kind of like a glove. Exactly like a glove, except bread. So basically, it's kind of, obviously, it's not a big rollout here. Beginning January 26th, you can visit icedandtoasty.com and enter your info to receive one of these bread bowls. They're free, but you have to act fast because there's only 450 of them.
So, okay, so is it... They're sending it to your house? Is that how it's working?
I believe so, yep.
It's not at a store or anything like that?
No, and I didn't see anything tied to, like, if you get one, you get, like, a free drink. Or, you know, I guess you're still... They're basically... My guess is they just got some stale bread sitting around.
That's what it sounds like.
Which, I mean, bread bowl's already kind of... Not stale, but it's, like, sourdough, so it's a little... I guess that is kind of stale, right? So it's a little bit more, like... the structural integrity is better. You know what I mean?
So if you were to get this bread bowl, are you eating the bread?
I mean, if it's good, yeah. I love Panera bread bowls.
So you're telling me right now you're at least going to taste it to see if it's stale or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's, like, rock hard, which, in that case, it's probably hard to get your hand in there.
I wonder how the rollout of this is, because, you know, there's a lot of Paneras everywhere, it seems like, at least in our area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, man, there is probably 4 Paneras in within, like, a 10-mile radius of, like, where I live. So I'm wondering if, like, the store closest to you is sending that bread, or they're sending it from, like, a corporate area. Like, you know, I'm just kind of curious as to how this really is going down, because if you know anything about Panera and their baked goods are baked... the morning of. So, like, they have bakers that come in at, like, 2 a.m. and they start working on all of the pastries and all of the bread for that day. And then they usually leave around, like, I want to say, like 5, 6 a.m, 7 a.m, like, when, you know, the coffee and breakfast rush is starting to kick in. So I'm just curious as to how they're working it, or if they're just, like, sending bread from, like, one place. And like you said, it's stale.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get liquidated, you know?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I guess it's kind of funny, but I think it kind of has popped up, like, a lot. It's kind of like the basic girl thing, like, that girls drink iced coffee no matter what the temperature is. And I'm guilty, too. I'd rather have a warm cup of coffee when it's cold out, but, like, it's not going to keep you from drinking. Like, I still drink water in the winter. Like, it's cold.
That's true. So, I don't ever, like, I get coffee there, but I get their hazelnut and I drink it, you know, obviously hot. Like, I don't get iced coffee there, but there.
Do you like the coffee at Panera?
Yeah, I like the hazelnut. The hazelnut.
I like the hazelnut too, but I think the rest of it is kind of, they kind of get like, oh yeah, Panera's coffee is really good. I don't really agree except for the hazelnut.
I would agree with you too. Like, I think the hazelnut is like their best one. It's got such a good flavor to it.
Yeah.
I drink my coffee black, so I don't know how you drink your coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it tastes good, but their agave like iced tea, the green one. Oh my God, dude. I mean, that stuff is like crack. Like, I mean, I've never done crack, but I mean, I'm assuming that's probably what it's like. Like, dude, I can't get enough of that stuff. Like, it's addicting.
You got to get a large of that lemonade anytime you get something.
For sure, dude. Every time, like, once in a while, I'll switch it up and I'm just like, all right, I'm getting this. But I used to go to Panera a lot before the pandemic, and I would always get a hazelnut coffee and a candy cookie. Because if you use your card after, like, every after 10 transactions, you get, like, a free coffee, or you can get a free, you know, pastry. Or if it's your birthday, you get a free pastry or coffee or whatnot. So I always try to take advantage of those rewards when I go.
Are you the guy that has, like 10 cards in your wallet of, like, the coffee club and, like, that kind of thing?
No, I don't. I just have the Panera, and it's on my keychain. Because I would always go to Panera all the time. But yeah, I'm definitely not that guy.
Okay, just wondering.
All right, so what's next on the food news front?
Yeah, so a somewhat unfortunate thing, and I'll get into that. Cece's, home of the unlimited pizza buffet, as you know, and I know, and a lot of our friends know, has filed for bankruptcy. So, obviously, the pandemic has hit. I think it was something to the effect of 85% of their business is done in-store, and I was like, I'm surprised it's not higher, because I don't know... I don't know 15% of people who would actually order Cece's Pizza, like, to go, and I know that that's an option, but I always would joke about it being an option. But not being able to have people there, they pretty much all just shut down, because, like, buffets, most of the buffets that I've seen that are still surviving, like, dish it up for you, and it's, I don't know if they would do that at CC's, but, so one thing I didn't know with CC's is they run 11 pizza buffets in the U.S.
Okay.
So not just named CC's. And then they also franchise the concept to 307 more. So okay. It's a ton of different names under the CC's, like, umbrella, I guess. But the franchisees are not a part of the bankruptcy filing, just CC's.
Okay, CC's runs 11 pizza buffets, so those are their corporate restaurants.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, as you know, like, Chapter 11 bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of the road. They're trying to get out of it by early March, and they plan to do so, but basically Chapter 11 bankruptcy, without getting into it because we're a food podcast, like, it's, like, set up so that people can, like, get back afloat.
Still sad, and yeah. I'm not surprised, though, because it's a buffet, and during the pandemic, who's going to buffets? Like you've always said, you know, you go to CC's buffets, especially, you got kids running around, touching their butts, touching the food, sticking their hands
in
the
pasta. That was a quote, wasn't it? Touching their butts?
Yeah, touching their butts. Like, but it is. It's gross, man.
Yeah.
And then you got, I mean, you already had the sneeze guards, but, like, you got people reaching under the sneeze guards. Like, it's just,
yeah.
In retrospect to everything, it's probably very unsanitary, but
yeah, and I mean, it's also one of those restaurants that was kind of taking a dive bomb anyway before the pandemic,
for sure.
So they probably have to change up what they're doing.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure something out. But man, I haven't been to CC's in a few years. But
I know I was waiting for COVID to be over because I was planning on a return to one in Mansfield, which, but well, I guess maybe not. Maybe so, but maybe not.
Yeah, the closest one we have is in Brooklyn. So I wonder if that one will sustain.
Brooklyn, Ohio, for those.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Ohio, not Brooklyn, New York. Yeah.
So also staying with pizza, Pizza Hut has unveiled a Detroit-style pizza.
So I was really, really excited when you told me about this and I saw it because I love Detroit-style pizza. I've gone on record to say how much I love Jets because of the Detroit style. So I was really interested to see how it is. I don't really get Pizza Hut that much, and I know you kind of dabble with it. Yep. So
tell me, Chris, what do you think are the biggest keys to a Detroit-style pizza?
All right, so the corners are definitely the best part, and the keys to it are definitely, if you're getting pepperoni, you got to have good Roni cups. We've talked about Roni cups a million times, right?
Yep.
So Roni cups, for those who don't know what it is, it's when the pepperonis kind of cup and they curl and they hold grease in it. It's the best part. Also, there's got to be a good caramelization of, like, cheese on the corners of the Detroit style. So if it's, like, you know, it's usually like a darker brown color. It's like a ring, kind of, because it's not fully on the crust, but it's like in the middle, and it's like a ring around the whole entire, like, you know, corners. Those are my two, like, boxes that need to check off for Detroit style pizza. Now, am I wrong or am I right?
I agree with you. And let me tell you, Chris, the first day that this was available last Tuesday, I think it was, I ordered it, and I was excited about it as well because I was like, oh, Pizza Hut's never done this. So let me tell you about my experience. I think they're like $10.99 or something like that for the triple pepperoni, I think they call it, or double pepperoni, which I will say, the pepperonis were good. They were Roni cups, which is unlike Pizza Hut to do. But I wouldn't by any means say that there was double. It was probably just a normal amount because they were smaller and they didn't really cover like a ton of the pizza. They do the sauce on top, which some places do that for Detroit style. Some others don't, but they did the sauce on top. The sauce tasted like it had like a bad aftertaste, kind of like mud. I don't know how else to describe it other than saying like eating dirt. I really don't. I thought
when you sent me, sorry to talk over you, but like, I just wanted to say, like, when you sent me that photo, it was not very appetizing.
No.
Like, it did not look very appetizing. And the sauce was, like, discolored. It wasn't, like, a red. It was more like a maroon or crimson. It kind of looked like blood in a way. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was weird looking.
And honestly, that was the worst part of the pizza. But here's the thing. So there was no caramelization, really, of the cheese on the edge of the crust. And the crust wasn't, like, Like a Detroit pizza, there's almost not really a crust because it kind of blends in with the pizza and it makes that cheese. There was still like a normal Pizza Hut crust kind of on this with a little bit of like, hey, we tried burnt, like caramelized cheese, but not very much. I would say maybe 10% of the crust had that. And then, yeah, that the sauce was just bad. The rest of it literally tasted like a Pizza Hut pan pizza that was cut into squares.
I wonder what the process, I mean, yeah, I wonder what the process is of making it. Like, maybe they're just adding that feature of the Detroit style on a regular pan pizza. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
I don't know, because honestly, like, I thought Pizza Hut would be able to, like, nail it because they've done, you know.
For sure.
But, dude, Little Caesars Detroit-style pizza is way better. And I know that they're based out of Detroit, so they get it. But,
yeah.
But when they have, when they offer the Detroit deep dish, like, that is prime.
That's where my love for Detroit-style pizza started, was with Little Caesars.
Yep.
And then I discovered Jets, which I think Jets is based out of Michigan, too. I don't think necessarily Detroit. So, I mean, it makes sense why Jets is kind of known for that, too.
Yeah.
I know Pizza Hut has done this sort of square thing before, but not calling it Detroit-style pizza. Like, they've just had it in, like... What was that? That big box that they used
did
to
the,
have?
They did the Bigfoot, I think, which was in a square. It was like rounded edges square, but it was a rectangle pizza. Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't a regular circular pizza like you're used to from them. So it's shocking that they didn't get this right. And, you know, I know you said it wasn't that great, and I remember looking on Reddit, because there's a good fast food subreddit on there that you and I both follow, and they were talking about it, and a lot of people were kind of saying the same thing, where like the sauce, they changed the sauce up. It wasn't that great. Really wasn't that good. Kind of disappointed. So I'm definitely not going to try it probably now, since I've seen that on there. And then plus I take into account like what you say, because our palates kind of align a lot. And if you didn't like it, then chances are I'm probably not going to like it either.
Yeah, I would skip. Big skip.
Man, that's kind of disappointing, because I was really excited about it when you showed me it. And told me about it, so.
Yeah. So, don't get it. I mean, get it. Whatever. Do what you want. Do you. But, like, I'm saying don't get it. All right. So, switching pace again. Subway. I don't know if you heard about this. Subway's tuna is apparently not tuna.
It's dolphin?
It's a mixture of various concoctions.
Kidding.
And Subway's getting sued. Basically, the complaint alleges that the ingredients billed as tuna for the chain sandwiches and wraps contain absolutely no tuna. A representative from Subway basically said, that's not true. It's all tuna that's wild caught, because apparently a lot of tuna, there's like a super small percent that's like farm tuna. So most of it's wild caught. But basically these people, there was a lab test done and they found that it had no tuna and it had absolutely no fish in general in the tuna. So they use science and they're like, you can say what you want, but this isn't tuna. Like, here's how we know. So basically they're suing Subway for fraud, intentional misrepresentation, unjust enrichment, and other claims. I don't know what they're going to win in this case, if anything, but.
Yeah, I mean, just to say like, ha, told you so. I mean,
right.
First off, I'm never getting tuna at Subway. I mean, when I go to a sub place, to begin with, I never get a tuna sandwich. Like, gross.
Okay. There you can make tuna. Like, that's one of those things you just make at home. And
for sure,
there's no
the other day for lunch. Yeah,
you cannot make it much better than you can at home. Like, just make it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked at Pita Pit, we had tuna pita pits or tuna pitas, and we would just make it for you on the spot. So like, we had tuna. And it came in the big tuna cans, and I think it was bumblebee tuna, maybe. And we would just put it in a container, and then if someone was like, hey, I want a tuna pita, then we would take the tuna that's out of the can, and then just put it in another container, and then just mix it how you're supposed to mix it, and go from there. I mean, like, it wasn't already pre-made. A lot of those places, it's already pre-made. Yeah. God knows how long it's been sitting there. Because, I mean, it's in mayonnaise, too.
Right.
And so, I mean...
Well, that's the thing.
It's
like,
spoil.
Most of the time, like, I know it's canned and covered, but, like, tuna's got so much salt in it that it pretty much lasts for a long time, and that's why.
Yeah.
But, yeah, adding mayonnaise, Yeah, and it's just sitting out. Yeah.
No thanks. Yeah, my mom would always get tuna subs, and I would always just be like, gross. Like, why do you get those things? And, like, what can you add on a tuna sub? Lettuce?
Yeah.
That's about it. Like, you don't really want to add cheese. Like, I mean, when I make a tuna sandwich, I don't add cheese, believe it or not. Unless I'm making a tuna melt, then that's a different story. Right. I guess it's kind of the same thing, but, like, you're melting it, not just, you know, slapping some cheese on there. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
So, as if people order this anyway.
I don't think anybody does, honestly.
I know. So, yeah, it may not be tuna. I got two quick hitters here.
All right.
Popeye's Cajun rice and beans.
I saw this.
Off
and the green beans, right?
I thought I saw something about beans.
Okay.
Yeah. Off the menu.
That's, I mean, I never really got them. I've had it before, but man.
I feel like that's like a staple with Popeye's.
But, you know, Popeye's is kind of notorious for this. Like, they do this with their desserts. We talked about it a few episodes before on Side of Fries, where, like, you know, they'll have a good dessert, and then they discontinue it. And then they bring something else on, and they discontinue it.
It's almost like they're just taking it off to bring it back.
Yeah.
They're like pulling just Taco Bell.
For sure. Yeah, Taco Bell is notorious for that, too.
So, and then also, we talked about it when it came out originally, but the Spicy Chicken McNuggets and the Mighty Hot Sauce are making a return February 1st at Nationwide McDonald's.
Didn't you try the Spicy Chicken McNuggets?
I did. I never got the Mighty Hot Sauce because they were out. Because I tried them twice and they were out both times. I wanted to try that because everyone was saying, like, oh, it's like actually hot, which, as you know, I love really hot food. So I was like, oh, I'll be the judge of that. And I just never got it.
All right, real quick, since we're on the topic of spicy chicken nuggets and all that, you sent me a picture the other day from your mom. It was a chicken nugget. It looks spicy.
Oh.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, it was a Wendy's.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't have to say where it's from, but...
it was Wendy's. it was a Wendy's spicy nugget, and it had a feather coming out of it. Like a little feather.
Oh, man. That'll ruin your day.
And she was like, usually I enjoy my chicken nuggets without the feathers. And then my brother and dad were like, tell them you'll get free stuff. And she was like, no, I just actually don't want anything from them now. Which I was like, I don't blame you.
Yeah. So she didn't eat the chicken nuggets, I'm assuming.
No, I think she stopped and probably did what I would do, is just stop and not eat there for about 3 months.
I wouldn't go back. I mean, it's not even the location's fault. I mean,
no.
I can tell you that probably just...
That's an equality control thing.
Yeah, that's definitely a quality control thing. I mean, I used to work at KFC, like I've mentioned numerous times on this podcast, and I remember one time.
Oh, God.
One time. So how the chicken comes.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So how the chicken comes in the bag, it's Tyson chicken, and it's already cut. So you have... Usually you'll have, like...
Wait, it's Tyson chicken?
Yeah, it's Tyson chicken.
Okay.
So everything's cut, you know, thighs, wings, breast, you know, and your drumstick. Once in a while, you'll get a whole chicken. Like, it just got through. So that's not a big deal. If it's a good cook, they'll know how to cut it up right. And there's diagrams in the back and everything, so that's not a big deal. One time, though, my dude that was working in the back, he dumped the chicken into the water, you know, because you're supposed to wash it first with the water. And then he dumped it into the flour, and he's sifting the flour, and he grabs a drumstick, and I hear him scream. And I'm like, what? What? What's going on?
It was a face. It was a head.
Dude, it still had the freaking foot on the drumstick. Like, you could see the claws, and the foot was just limp. It was...
Yeah, that's gross.
It was so gross, but we were laughing because it was like, just like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
I've seen it one time, and that was that only time. And yeah, so I mean, like, I'm not surprised that happened. I'm sure that happens a lot, you know, believe it or not, that probably happens quite a bit. Not quite a bit, but I mean, like, it's probably common, more than you think. So yeah, that's my little story about that and the quality control with chicken.
All right, well, now that we're not hungry, that's all for the food news.
All right, food news.
Sponsored by nobody.
Wendy's, you interested?
I think you killed that chance right there. All right. Super Bowl food deals. So I figured since, you know, the Super Bowl is coming up, well, actually you figured this. Since the Super Bowl is coming up within a week from recording this podcast, we talk about some of the food deals and some of the freebies. So there are freebie specials. I know, Caleb, you're all about free. Free is me, right? And then
what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, you've gone on record saying how you like free stuff. I mean, there's no shame in that. I like free stuff too. Okay. And I figured we'd also talk about some of the food deals because this is the busiest time of the year for takeout, is this specific day. So I put it all in alphabetical order. I'm sure there's places that we're forgetting. There's a lot of local chains that are doing this. I tried to eliminate some of the local chains that maybe, you know, people might not know. So I figured we'd just start from the top and work our way down, talk a little bit about it. And then once we're done with that, we'll give us our own fast food spread, and try to talk about like what we would like to, you know, what our ideal spread is for the Super Bowl, and then talk a little bit about what we're going to be making for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. First on the list here, Applebee's. Everybody knows Applebee's is my favorite, but Caleb, there is there's a deal going on. The first 40,000 customers can get 40 free classic boneless wings with a mobile or internet order on February 2nd. So go to Applebee's.com, Kyle, or use the Applebee's mobile app on Sunday, February 2nd for delivery. Your order must total at least $40, and you have to use the promo code FREEWINGS, all in caps. So use promo code FREEWINGS, all in caps. Remember, your order must total at least $40. And you got to get it on the internet or on your mobile app on Sunday, February 2nd at Applebee's. So this is probably something that you'd have no shot in hell getting.
I was going to say, how many of the first 40,000 are they hitting?
Yeah, I don't know.
10?
You think?
If that, listen, how many people are going to Applebee's in general on any given day? And then how many people are going to Applebee's for the Super Bowl? And then how many of those people are ordering $40 worth?
You might be surprised, man. Like, yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, I think Applebee's kind of fancies itself even before the pandemic as a takeout place as well. They've marketed that. And I mean, I've been to games, high school football games, high school basketball games where not basketball, but more football where Applebee's is the caterer. So like there's all kinds of catered items. And I've been to parties too, where people have gotten Applebee's as their food to bring.
Really?
Family parties, yes, swear to God, and especially the boneless wings. So I don't think it's that strange to do.
I mean, I said last episode that I love the boneless wings at Applebee's, but I don't know. I mean, we'll get to it. I don't want to give away some of the other ones. It just seems like it's like the go-to to give away some wings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you trying to do this? Would you try to do this? Like,
no, it's me. No. Well, first we're making our own stuff. So
yeah,
no, but it,
I mean, I got a gift card to Applebee's. I'm kind of thinking about it.
If I were to go to Applebee's, I wouldn't like group order with the people I'm eating for the Super Bowl with. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah,
it's just me and Becky, and we're not going to spend $40.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point in me getting this because it's just me and Jessica, and well, Jessica's a vegetarian, so I'm going to be the only one eating chicken wings, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
and that stuff ain't going to keep.
No, I mean, I might invite, you know, my buddy over, Matt, but that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next item on this list here, BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Caleb, I'm not sure if you're familiar with BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse.
Oh, yes. Dude, we should have probably talked about them on the last episode.
Yeah, I got some feelings on them. Yeah. we've gone there a few times. It's okay. I don't know. How's the best way to describe it? I would try to describe it maybe as like a Red Robin in a way. They're not necessarily a burger place, though, but they're kind of like in that style of like...
See, I thought it was more like we're trying to be a little fancier than Applebee's.
Yeah, I guess that's a better take than that. I mean... It's a little more upscale. You're right.
Yeah. They're known for their beers, like having
Yeah, they got a lot of beers on tap. I know they got some like fancy pants desserts and stuff like that. So
yeah, do they have the Pizookie? Is that them?
I think they do have the Pizookie. Okay. I'm pretty sure I've gotten a Pizookie from there before. So BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, their special is get a $10 off coupon, good on a $40 minimum purchase. The coupon is good through Sunday, February 9th. BJ's also has an offer that kicks in once the Super Bowl is over.
Kind of feels like Kohl's Cash.
Does kind of feel like Kohl's Cash.
Like, the more you spend, the more we give you, but the more you still have to spend, like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of expensive, too. Like, they it's are. Not like a, it's not a cheap place.
No. So. I honestly, I don't think I mind BJ's as much as you maybe do, but I don't know if it's a place, again, that I'm going to spend my Super Bowl food on.
And I've noticed all these dates are kind of fucked up. So it's February 7th, not 2nd or 9th. Just heads up.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if I would be dabbling in this. $10 off coupon, good on $40 minimum purchase. Yeah.
I feel like they honestly have that coupon year-round. I feel like you can find that coupon on, like, RetailMeNot.
For sure. Or, like, or like on Honey.
Yes, on Honey.
I use Honey. That's the new version of,
yeah.
Same. Dude, I've been using Honey for years, man. Like, yeah. Sometimes if you buy, like, I know, like, with Jets or, like, with Domino's, stuff like that, if you get online orders, Donato's, too, like, they'll have coupons on Honey, and it'll, like, waive, like, the delivery fee, or it will, you know, it'll do something. I'll still tip the delivery driver, but, you know, sometimes they put a delivery fee in as well, or it'll be, like, a coupon for, like, free breadsticks or something. So, Honey, if you don't have it, it's pretty good, app on your web browser.
Yeah.
All right, Buffalo Wild Wings. If the game goes into overtime, you can get free wings, but you have to wait to enjoy them. So there's like a stipulation as to like what you have to do. And I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. Of course, this is kind of Buffalo Wild Wings MO, right? Like they always do that, like what that
The overtime thing.
They kind of promo that on their like commercials all the time, like, you know, and obviously it's like a sports bar type of thing. So
yeah,
I'm looking on here right now for their promos, and it doesn't really give you any sort of idea as to like, you know, what it is. So obviously they're trying to hide it on here because I don't see it on the website, but they do have some other deals. They have a breakaway bundle, which is 15 traditional wings and 15 boneless wings plus fries for $29.99. I feel like that's not bad. Yeah. They have the family XL bundle, and this is all for gearing up towards, it looks like they're gearing up towards like March Madness too, because they have pictures of basketballs and stuff on here. And then, you know, Super Bowl, obviously. So the Family XL bundle, $39.99, 20 boneless wings, 20 traditional wings and fries. So a little more on here. Then there's some other stuff on here. They got the BOGO free wings, boneless wings on Thursdays. Buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. So that's kind of something that they always do. And then, so there really isn't many, I guess.
I feel like Buffalo Wild Wings has going for them, like, they're probably what most people think of when they think about takeout for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, or a Wingstop or a Quaker Steak and Lube or somewhere with wings, but I would say Buffalo Wild Wings is the biggest, so.
Yeah, so if you're trying to figure out the overtime stipulation, as we are, it's not on the website, so. Yeah, I mean,
you know what I found out too as a marketer, and like if they haven't released what it is, or the more, and obviously they probably have somebody way better at marketing than me, but like the more difficult you make the offer, the less people are going to do it. So if you're just trying to make a buzz, cool, but if you're trying to really sell a product, the tougher it is, the less people do it.
Yeah, and I think that's the case. They're just trying to create a buzz. They're not really trying to actually offer it, but there's going to be that one guy that's going to find it, obviously. So
yeah,
I guess I would be probably, so far out of everything that we've mentioned, I'd probably be more inclined to get the Buffalo Wild Wings chicken wings for takeout than Applebee's or BJ's Brewhouse. Yeah. Are you a boneless guy or are you a like a bone guy?
I mean, it depends, Chris. It depends on the place. And
I know you said Applebee's. I mean, basically, they're just fucking chicken nuggets, in my opinion.
They are. And I think, like, normally I would say for Buffalo Wild Wings, I would get them. I would get regular, but Buffalo Wild Wings has this thing where they don't like to cook them all the way. So what I do is I always ask for them to be extra crispy, and that just gets them to where they're done. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
And like, I actually do want them extra crispy, but I never get that because they just are too, you know, they just don't do it.
So
in that case, I get boneless from Buffalo Wild Wings because for whatever reason, it's easier for them to make them done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind their wings. I don't go to BW3 a lot, but I think maybe a few weeks ago I got BW3 because I was just in the mood for wings and I was like, it's late. This is the only place that's open, so I got takeout from there. Their fried cheese curds, surprisingly, weren't too bad. Nice. I mean, how can you screw up fried cheese curds, though, I guess, right?
Oh, fried mac and cheese, it's all good. Yeah. I like Quaker Steak and Lube's regular wings a lot better, and I think it's because they offer like a bunch of sauces that I think I like better too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not as readily available at a lot of locations, but
man, Quaker Steak and Lube—I haven't been there in a long time. The last time I was at Quaker Steak and Lube, funny story. So you know the lube tubes?
Yep. Oh gosh.
So me and my two buddies. Adam and Tyler. Adam is an avid listener
of the
Side of Fries podcast. So we were like, yeah, let's get a lube tube. So we got a lube tube, killed it. So then Tyler was the first one that was like, let's get a lube tube. So he got a lube tube. We killed it. Adam's like, well, I kind of want another one. So he got one and we all killed it. And then we got another one. And this time I said, I'll get it. And after the third one, the waitress came back and was like, can I get you guys anything else? And Tyler's like, can I get another lube tube? And she's like, no, we're going to have to cut you guys off. She cut us off. I got cut off at Quaker Steak and Lube.
That's funny because that never happens anyway. Like,
dude, we did the math and it was equivalent. Like those three lube tubes were equivalent to us drinking 8 beers apiece.
Which,
So I understand, I guess.
How much time?
Oh, man. Poor Tyler. Yes, poor Tyler and Adam's wives. Well, they was their fiancés at the time, but my wife wasn't there. Yeah, we were there quite a while. But
okay.
I think they were kind of eating it up because we were just pounding lube tubes. And people were, like, walking by looking at us because I think they left, like, the lube tubes there. They didn't pick them up. So, like, they were like, look at those guys, you know?
Yeah. Nothing like pounding lube tubes.
At Quaker Steak. I know. It was good times. It was a few years ago, so. Adam's probably chuckling listening to this right now, but.
Maybe he'll know if the episode drops. Maybe the marketing guy will post it on social.
Yeah, we're looking for social media help if anyone's interested. We can pay you in frosty coupons. So.
We're just looking for help in general. Not necessarily social media.
All right, next on the list here, we got Burger King. So fries for $1, two chicken juniors for $2, or a whole meal for $6. Burger King has you covered for the Super Bowl. That's what Burger King's marketing department says. So as a former Burger King employee, Caleb, are you doing this? Are you not doing this? What's your take?
It doesn't really feel like it's that great of a deal. Like,
no,
what size fries? Are they small?
I would assume they're probably small.
So those are $1.19 anyway. This feels like the Burger King coupons that they buy, like the fry books that you get. Remember those?
Yeah, well, this also feels like that deal that they had going on a few months ago. You remember?
Yeah, the 1-2.
It was the 2-4-6 or something, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe that's Denny's.
I mean, a whole meal for $6, like, okay, that's a small, like, most of those meals are probably about $6.50 to $7 anyway. So you save, like, 50 cents. It's fine, but it's not really like, ooh, a great deal.
I'm not getting Burger King for Super Bowl anyway, Super Bowl Sunday.
No, although I did actually have a very intense conversation with a coworker last night about the Impossible Burger, and I mentioned that Jessica liked it, right? You said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she loved it. You tried it and liked it?
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, I had a trouble, like, convincing myself, but he said he actually made Impossible burgers at home, but he said it was awesome.
Yeah, Burger King's kind of cornered the market on the Impossible meat, so like Impossible meat is like theirs now. I don't know if you know too much about that, but yeah. They're not bad. I mean, honestly, Caleb, I think if I put a blindfold on you and said, all right, there's two burgers sitting in front of you, take a bite out of each one, tell me which one's the Impossible, you might have a hard time figuring it out. I swear. Jessica, I remember for like the longest time, would get the Impossible burger and would like bite into it and then have me bite into it and ask if it was meat because she was convinced it was meat because the texture is pretty spot on. As you eat it, as time goes on, when you're eating it, you're like, okay, this isn't a burger, but like, you know, first bite or two, you're convinced it might be meat. I'm not kidding you. Cause it's charbroiled just like the regular old burger patties at Burger King and everything like that.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the list here, Hooters, another
place.
Let me guess.
They're giving away free wings, Chris.
I was going to say another place known for their wings. Hooters offers 6 wings if the game goes into overtime. Another overtime freebie.
This is just stealing.
Yeah. You only have to show up. One offer per person, dine-in only, and offer is not valid on takeout or delivery orders. All right. So who the fuck is doing this then?
honestly,
nobody.
me in college, and I would literally order a water. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, dude. You're that guy?
Back then I was. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have the balls to do that now, but
Where is a Hooters at in this area anyway?
The only one I know about is like Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Like, there used to be one in Cleveland, but they got shut down because they were serving beer to 16-year-olds.
Nice. I honestly, outside of the Hooters that are like at like destinations, like, you know, next to Bubblegum Shrimp or what, you know.
Yeah, like at Myrtle Beach or like,
yeah, you know. If it's just a normal Hooters like in a city, they always seem so terribly, like the buildings are like run down and, you know, it's just not a nice place.
The wings kind of aren't good either.
They are not good, actually, yeah.
I mean, obviously, who goes there for the food? That's probably what someone would tell you, right? I mean,
it's... Actually, you know what? There's one in Indianapolis because Brenton knows a story about us going to Hooters, and I don't necessarily remember a lot of the story.
Okay, so someone was under the influence, it sounds like.
Kyle was there, too. Kyle actually let me into the hotel because it was locked. Actually, the hotel wasn't locked. I should just tell the story at this point. The tunnel to get to the hotel was locked. And, yeah, I told Kyle he had nice calves.
Yeah, I haven't been to Hooters in a while. But, I mean, their wings aren't really anything to, like, scream and shout about. I mean, anytime I've ever gone to Hooters, it's been at a touristy place. Like, it's Myrtle Beach or, you know, it's Las Vegas, Atlantic City. You know, it's, like, places like that. It's not anywhere special. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really see anybody. Who's going to Hooters for the Super Bowl?
And, yeah. I don't know, and also how many people are eating inside only? Like,
especially now, right? So
right. I don't know anybody who doesn't watch the Super Bowl at home.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, that's weird, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Scrap that one. I would not get wings from there. No. All right.
I'm excited about this next one.
Yeah, next on the list here, Hungry Howie's. So for those who don't know what Hungry Howie's is, Hungry Howie's is a pizza chain. Choose any two items from mix and match menu for $5.99. Use code PICK2, all caps, when ordering.
I'm not that excited anymore.
I think you were just excited because Hungry Howie's from Akron, which is by far the grossest place you could ever eat besides Eurogyro.
Dude, I probably ate at that place 50 times in college. Probably like 25.
They got shut down by the health board in Akron because there was literally roaches crawling everywhere.
Yeah.
And I ate from that place. Oh, God. Well,
you know, because we lived in Grant Hall, so it was right there. Like, yeah, you could walk there.
Well, yeah, because there was, at the time, now there's all kinds of freaking food over there. But at the time, all you had, like, in a walking distance on Grant near Grant was McDonald's and Hungry Howie's. And then Hungry Howie's shut down and Penn Station opened up. But now there's like Arby's and Chipotle and Pan Express and everything.
Kids are spoiled these days.
I know. So would you do this? Would you not do this?
What items are on the mix and match menu?
It just like says choose any two items from the mix and match menu for $5.99. I'm assuming this probably isn't a big pizza. Or if it is a big pizza, not a big pizza. It's probably like a medium-sized pizza. And it's probably like one topping, obviously. I don't know. I'm going to look this up because
I am too.
I'm kind of curious as to like what the mix and match menu is. And Hungry Howie's, they're okay, so it's on the front.
They got a cookie pizza.
Okay, I'll mess with a cookie pizza.
Oh, they got a salad, looks like breadsticks, a 4-pack of soda, and a kind of like calzone sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, is that a pita or is that a sub? This doesn't look too bad.
Kind of boring.
Oh my god. It's so far I think that's the best deal that's been mentioned out of all these.
Yeah, I guess. So it's $5.99 for two of those?
Yeah, choose any two items from the mix and match menu for $5.99 each. Use code PICK2 when ordering.
Oh.
So.
That's not that great of a deal.
I guess not. No. Yeah, Hungry Howie's, their sheet pizza wasn't bad. It would take forever for them to make. And the best part about Hungry Howie's is like they did like
the butter cheese crust
flavored like crust yes. on their pizza. And I know we talked about it. And this is another pizza chain based out of Michigan.
Yep.
There's so many pizza chains based out of Michigan. It's insane. All right. Moving on to the next location, I guess you could say, KFC. So feed the family with a $20 fill-up, which includes 8 pieces of chicken, large coleslaw, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, and 4 biscuits. Basically, this is their same freaking promo that they always run. They used to do this shit when I worked at KFC where they would like try to run like Super Bowl promos like this around this time. And we'd all be like, so basically this is the same thing you guys been running all year.
I was going to say, isn't this just a standard thing that they do?
It's basically a standard thing, and they're probably trying to spin it where it's like Super Bowl as well. Get it for the Super Bowl, you know.
We'll put a football on the bucket.
We're going to put a football and goalposts and some random dude wearing pads on our signage in the stores. Like, that's literally what KFC does.
Because nobody can actually say Super Bowl either unless they license that. They can just say, like, the big game.
Yeah, like, it'll just say, like, the Sunday football special big Sunday football, like, stuff like that. I remember when the Hot Wings were going on, they did, like, you know, they did a bunch of promos for that, for the Hot Wings, and that was hell, I gotta tell you, because we were just running out left and right. All right, next on the list here, Red Lobster. So get 15% off to go or delivery orders made directly on the website redlobster.com. Apply the code lobster14 from January 31st through February 2nd, I guess, or February 7th, I don't know. The offer is not valid for third-party deliveries and excludes tax, gratuity, gift cards, alcohol, and snack, tackle, claw. Valid in 50 states, but not Puerto Rico or Guam.
thanks for clarifying. Yeah. This is, you know, Lobster Fest is like happening or coming up, right?
Is it?
Yep.
Well, that makes sense because Lent's coming up, right?
Yep. So I think this is probably the place that
I'm not getting Super Bowl food from.
Yeah. Like, who in their right mind is thinking Red Lobster for the Super Bowl? Unless they just are like, I don't watch the game, but let's take advantage of the game happening.
I mean, like Red Lobster. Shrimp maybe, but then in that case, why don't you just go to like a grocery store and get peel and eat shrimp, right?
Seriously.
I mean, that's a Super Bowl item, right? I mean, I feel like I've seen that at Super Bowls.
Yeah. You
know, Super Bowl parties. I'm not doing this. Red Lobster is basically just Olive Garden, but with a seafood twist. So.
and worse.
And worse. And everything's drenched in butter. And you're still hungry when you walk out. We've talked about it. It's not my favorite. All right, moving on to the next item here, Taco Bell. So Taco Bell added some dazzle to its $1 cravings value menu just in time for Super Bowl. Get a taco party pack for $13.99. This I'm definitely getting. if I have the opportunity to get for the Super Bowl. You can't go wrong with a taco party pack. I've seen this at Super Bowl parties before. And who doesn't like tacos, right?
I don't know if you know this about me, Chris, but my staple that was passed down to me by two different people in the workplace for potlucks is to get a taco party
pack. I know it is.
So Carlos, who now works with the Browns, we didn't work at Ohio State at the same time, but he used to bring them to potlucks. When he left, he passed it down to Marcus. And then when Marcus left, he passed down to me. And so any potluck that happens, I get the taco party pack. I get like 50 sauce packets in the box and like roll in like a hero, and everybody's excited to eat a taco.
How many taco party packs are you getting? Just one?
Yeah, it's just like – it's usually like 10 to 15 of us, so not everybody wants one. But
yeah, so that's like a taco per person then, I guess, right? Because there's usually, what, like 12 in a party pack?
12, I think, yeah. So, no, this is a good deal.
No, that's a good go-to move, though. Yeah, I would do that. All right, next on the list here, White Castle. For a limited time, order online to get a corn dog nibbler.
Sloppy, I knew you were going to laugh saying
Sloppy Joe slider or small mac and cheese nibbler for just 99 cents.
I think this might be the move after the game.
For sure.
You know, on the way home, maybe if you didn't get enough.
Yeah, I could see corn dog nibblers being a hit, though, at like a Super Bowl party. No?
Yeah, but not a small. Yeah, can I get 10 small corn dog nibblers?
I mean, it's kind of, I guess, it's really not, but it kind of is, I guess, like a pig in a blanket type deal thing. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of that's a Super Bowl staple too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good deal. The good thing is, like, you can benefit from this, not just on the Super Bowl because it's limited time, but the mac and cheese nibblers are pretty good. But like we said earlier, you can't really mess up mac and cheese bites.
No, not at all. All right. And last on the list here, Wiener Schnitzel. Now, full disclosure, I've never been to Wiener Schnitzel. I know about it. Caleb, you ever been to Wiener Schnitzel?
So there was one right down from my apartment in California, and it's like the one place that I never went to that was like a chain out there.
Okay. Well, watch for Super Bowl Sunday special deals. Check on specials on corn dogs and take home a can of Wiener Schnitzel chili sauce for $5. So it doesn't really seem like they have too many deals, or maybe they're posting these deals like a week beforehand. But
I don't know if you've ever seen what a Wiener Schnitzel I can't even say it now.
Schnitzel
looks like. It's like a small like shack looking thing.
Okay.
That kind of looks like they've been around for a while, and yeah, they just have like a ton of different hot dogs. But
yeah, right. I mean, are hot dogs a Super Bowl Sunday staple? Are they
if you're at the game, maybe?
Yeah, at the game, but like if you're watching it from home, I just feel like it's just a bunch of like dips and appetizers and
somebody needs to do a buffalo chicken dip deal. And just give out buffalo chicken dip because everybody's making it anyway.
I mean, you think BW3 would like capitalize on that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, seriously. Don't steal the idea. Unless you want to have it. It's okay.
Yeah, then you got to sponsor Food News. Anyway, let's create our own Super Bowl spread with fast food restaurants, okay? So choose up to 5 items, all right?
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. And what are you bringing? So you can go first or I can go first. Oh. I haven't really... I mean, I'm just going to do this off the top of my head.
Same here. And the only thing that I initially thought of was Rally's fries. So I would get the large cup, which basically is like a large drink cup full of I think it's called the Fries XL.
Okay.
Of Rally's fries. That would be my first one.
Okay.
Let's just go back and forth.
Okay. So I'm getting the Crave case from White Castle.
Oh, that's good.
I'm doing sliders. Okay. So that's the first thing I'm bringing. Because, I mean, like – They're not burger, like they're burgers, but they're not full size burgers, right? So like sliders, you know, 2 bites and you're done. So it's definitely like finger food.
Okay, so I know we just talked about this not being a Super Bowl Sunday thing, but I would get Skyline chili dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going, how many Skyline chili dogs you get now?
Well, they usually come in like 3
okay.
For like an order, but I think you could probably order like not a platter, but like, you know, a good amount of them.
All right. I'm going Arby's mozzarella sticks.
Nice.
So getting mozz sticks from Arby's. Arby's, like we've said, Arby's has the best. They're like the best fast food restaurant for appetizers, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Man, I'm kind of stuck at that. I'd probably, who am I getting some chicken from? I'd probably get some wings from Quaker Steak and Lube.
Okay. That's a good call.
With tire cracker sauce. I don't know if you ever had, it's like a sweet, zingy like sauce with like some heat to it.
I'm not a real sweet sauce guy, like outside of like barbecue.
Yeah.
I like it hot more. Like, so like,
I mean, I do too.
Mild or hot, you know.
Quaker Steak is the one place that has like a sweet sauce that I really like.
For me, this is number three. I'm going Raising Cane's, and I'm getting chicken strips.
Oh, that's good.
And then, you know, obviously their tub of sauce and everything like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we got three items off the list here.
I don't remember what it's called now, but like Taco Bell used to have like the larger size nachos.
Oh, that was going to be my next one.
Not the Nacho Bell Grande, but like they had a bigger
like the nacho box.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be my like nacho fix there.
Okay. Next one I'm doing is I'm going to Chipotle and I'm getting their hot sauce, like their salsas.
Yeah.
And their guac, and then their shitty queso because someone might want queso, and then chips. And that's going to be my next one.
Okay.
Which I think their guac, I like their guac. I know you're not a big tomato guy, but I think they call it their mild sauce. It's just pico de gallo.
Yeah.
It's top notch. I think
I get the red one usually there.
The red one's my favorite. I like the green one too. The green one's got some kick to it.
Yeah.
Their queso's not my thing, but their chips are good. Like they make their own chips on the spot. So.
Do we have to go with a dessert?
You can go.
I feel like we need dessert.
Yeah, you can go with a dessert if you want.
I'm probably just gonna get everybody peanut butter milkshakes from Sonic.
From Sonic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna go to Subway and I'm getting cookies.
All right.
That's my next one. Fun fact that I read the other day, and I forgot to mention to you about Subway. If Subway has cookies in their display and they're broke, you are entitled to them for free. They're not allowed to sell peanut butter cookies or any sort of cookies, I guess, that are like, I don't know why I said peanut butter, but it's probably because you said peanut butter. Any cookies that are broken, they're not allowed to sell to you. You're entitled to get them for free.
Oh,
pro tip. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I read.
Okay. Well, next time I'm at Subway, I'll check that out.
So there you have it. The Super Bowl Sunday food deals and freebies show. Feel free to drop us a line if we forgot anything, because I know we probably did. Or you want to just share what your spread's going to look like for the Super Bowl. But I know we talked about it, Caleb. We were going to talk about like what we're going to make for Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm not doing any takeout, I don't think. I'm going to go just homemade everything. I'm going to make nachos. I love nachos, and you kind of spawned me to think in this way. I'm going to smoke a brisket. It's a small brisket, and I'm going to put it on my nachos. I'm probably going to save some though for myself to make like for sandwiches and stuff too, but that's what I'm doing.
Yep. So we both decided to smoke a brisket on Super Bowl Sunday, which we both smoke stuff, but have not done brisket yet. And I need to purchase one, but I just ordered some wood last night to smoke with because all I had was apple. So I got some post oak for it. And hopefully it's I'm going to go straight Texas style. I think you probably are too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we'll probably share pictures. We probably won't be sharing, but I'm probably mostly going to go with sandwiches.
Okay. Are you putting anything on the brisket, like in the sandwiches, like any sort of?
Yeah, I'll get some kind of barbecue sauce. I don't know what, but
I'm telling you, man, the Trader Joe's barbecue sauce is pretty good. I don't know if you want to put like barbecue on brisket. Some people do. Me personally, I don't put any sauce on the brisket. I just eat it straight out, like plain.
Yeah.
But maybe
I might try to steam some buns, you know, like so they get like – I don't want to associate it with brisket, but like that like Arby's kind of like squishy bun.
Oh, for
so
sure. Not, yeah, or you know? Butter them and toast them. You could do that.
Yeah,
too. Yeah. So, all right, there you have it, Side of Fries Podcast, Episode 13, Super Bowl food deals and whatever the heck they're offering for free. Be sure to like the Side of Fries Podcast, subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast. Shout out to Brenton and Nate. They are our subscribers, monthly supporters. If you'd like to subscribe and be the monthly supporter for us, we definitely take that. Whatever you guys want to donate, like we always say, it just kind of keeps the lights on for the show. But until next time, stay tuned.
Oh, have a Baja Blast, everybody.